Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. was observed by Srila Gaura Vishwadas Babaji, who said he was going to have a big celebration for the disappearance of Srila Sanatana Goswami, and everyone was very excited. They all came. And then at the end, well, there was no prasadam, there was nothing. So he said, well, Babaji Maharaj, it's wonderful that we're going to have a big celebration, but how are we going to do it? And then he showed his beads, and he said, well, everything is here. We have all the ingredients that we require for the great festival, the holy night. So it's a simple renunciance festival. We just have the holy night. We don't have a big kitchen and all that. But we have the holy night. And it's a Kasi, anyway. So that's the main thing. Some hearing and chanting. And while we're celebrating the amazing mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the amazing nature of this this movement of Lord Chaitanya, which provides us with incredible facility and incredible clarity. Wherever we go, we have wonderful support. We can really so easily come. We are here in the middle of the Bengali rice fields. It's not too bad, because Prabhupada made some of the nice arrangements. And so we are here, and the mercy of Mahaprabhu is so much available. Like I was thinking, with all this fog of the last few days, how now the Ganga is coming to us. Yeah? We don't go to the Ganga, but the Ganga is just evaporating and just coming straight to us. And as we're walking through the fog, we're just bathing in Ganga. In this way, Mayapur is something else. You know, the mercy is just overwhelming. It's just everywhere and all the time, non-stop, and it's just increasing and increasing and increasing, more and more. So, it's so nice to be here. Every year when we go to the Holy Dham, it's like coming back, and our relationship with the Dham is growing, and we develop different experiences in the Dham. We take advantage of the Dham in different ways. The most important activity is hearing and chanting. Especially in the Holy Dham, there must be hearing and chanting. This hearing and chanting is described as the activity that will very, very quickly purify us. So, and then of course, if we look at the ninefold processes of devotional service, sadhana, kirtana, vishnu, adhisevana, then sadhana, kirtana, vishnu, smaranam, adhisevana. So this sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, this is known as the Bhagavad Vidhi. The Bhagavad Vidhi is the essence of Lord Chaitanya's movement. Then additionally, there are the other processes, such as padasevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanivedanam. These processes are part of the pancharatriki vidhi. So the pancharatriki vidhi is the process which has been brought to us by Narada Muni. Narada Muni collected from all the Vedic literatures all the regulative principles that were favorable for developing bhakti. So, in this way, the Pancharatriki is offering us support. Srila Prabhupada says, and these, we need both, the Bhagavad Gita and the Pancharatriki. They are two tracks of the railway. And the Pancharatriki Vidhi includes the worship of the deities. It includes many prescribed rules of you sit like this, you lie down like that, you speak like this, you eat like that, and so much culture. Not Vedic culture, but Vaishnav culture. More than Vedic culture, we are interested in Vaishnav culture. When Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna consciousness is a cultural conquest, then we understand not a conquest of Vedic culture, but we were reading so many wonderful things in the last period. Vedic culture is nice, but beyond Vedic culture is the culture of the Bhagavad. The Bhagavad culture, or the Vaishnav culture, the culture of worshipping Krishna. That is different than of worshipping the Vaishnavas. It is said that we were reading in the Bhagavatam in the fourth canto how the Brahmanas, they follow the Vedas. The Ayurveda, the Rig Veda, the Samaveda, the Atharvaveda, they follow so many ritualistic activities to get benedictions. But the Parivrajaks, they specifically focus on the Puranas. And then, of course, we know the Satvika Puranas, especially Padma Purana, Vishnu Purana. But all the Puranas have so much nectar. Like the Skanda Purana gives us so much nectar about Lord Jagannath. Rama Vaibhata Purana gives us so much interesting information. For example, it is only there that it is mentioned that there will be a 10,000 year golden age in this age of Kali. So Rama Vaibhata is totally nectar. And it says, Ekavanna Hari Bhakta. There will be only one class of men. Hari Bhakta. Devotees of the Lord. So in this way, the Puranas are all giving us so much nectar. But then of all the Puranas, the Bhagavad Purana, or the Srimad Bhagavatam, that's only nectar. There's nothing but nectar. In the other Puranas, you have to sort of sift out the nectar. You don't have to look. There is only nectar, nothing but nectar. So sometimes it's a little difficult to understand when you get the description of the dynasties. Right? And this one had three sons, and then they begot each two sons, and it goes on page after page. Yes, complete nectar. Can I skip a few pages? But even this is nectar, right? Because it's all related to the Supreme Lord. If we study these dynasties a little carefully, we see that the Supreme Lord appears in these dynasties. In other words, it's super glorious, these dynasties. What personalities must there have been when the Supreme Lord appeared in their family? Yeah. When Krishna is your cousin, Kunti Devi is his nephew, auntie of Krishna. Not bad. So in this way, the Bhagavatam is nectar in every word. So it is said that the Bhagavad-vidhi immediately is transforming our heart, whereas the Pancharatika-vidhi is like regulating our activities. We're acting properly. We know it's the temple. Knock, knock, knock. I'm coming in. Do you think that Krishna is sleeping, that you need to knock and wake him up? No. It's not that we're waking up Krishna. We are sleeping. Knock because we are sleeping. So that we wake up when we go in the temple and realize that here is the home of the Supreme Lord. Now I'm going inside. So we must knock loud because we are sleeping. So therefore you can see that on the door here in Mayapur of the temple there is a door, a knock, a special metal thing for knocking. It's there. So this Pancharatika is very nice. It is very purifying. To offer obeisances is not a mechanical thing. We go down to the ground, and as we go down to the ground, it touches our heart, it does something to us, it changes our mood, without a doubt. But the chanting of the holy name, we are directly associating with Krishna, we're already there. With the Bhagavad Gita, we're already there. Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of Krishna. We're already in the spiritual world. We're already on the spiritual platform. As long as we are absorbed in Bhagavatam, as long as we are chanting, we're just associating with Krishna. So the good fortune that we have is quite amazing. And Bhagavatam cuts to all the fog in our brain and gives us like clearly the goal. It's all about Krishna. So how many blessings do we have? This is quite amazing. I was like, one year I was preaching here in India years ago and came across, I was preaching in the IIT in Kanpur, the prestigious university. And there was an aristocratic looking man at the end of the program who sort of wanted to say something, and he said something. He said, you spoke about Krishna, Krishna to Ka for Kala, Ra for Rakta, Sa for Sukla, Tri Vinaraya. Because it's true, there is a white incarnation, there is a blackies incarnation, there is a red incarnation, which are the Yuga avatars. Right? And in Kali Yuga, there's only the covered incarnation, the hidden incarnation. And some might say that Kalki comes in Kali Yuga. No, it is described in the Bhagavatam that actually on the Sandhyas of the Yugas, where the two Yugas are coming together, there is a Sandhya period where it's neither one Yuga nor the other Yuga. And at that time Kalki appears. So Kalki doesn't appear in Kali Yuga, actually. Well, like this, so many interesting things. So this man was saying, Triyuginarayan. So I said to him, it's very nice what you explained about the Krishna too, that the three yuga avatars are included in Krishna. That is a fact, because Krishna is the Supreme Lord and all the various avatars are manifesting from him. But yet our Vaishnavacharyas give another explanation, and that is that the Krishnatu, or the root of the word Krishna, is actually referring to akarsan, and akarsan means to attract. So therefore our acharyas are teaching us that the name Krishna means all attractive. As soon as he said that, the man got ecstatic symptoms and started like roll over the ground and so on. Like, you spoke so well. Later, he turned out to be a very learned Sanskrit professor. And still me, a village pumpkin from Holland, gave him an explanation about a Krishnatu. Yeah? I don't even know what a dhatu is. I sort of know that every Sanskrit word has a root, but I can't find it. I happen to be able to find it of Krishna. That's about one word I know. Yeah? And with that one word, he was totally astounded about the depth of the explanation. So we get all the shortcuts. We get immediately everything. We get everything crystal clear, where people in India are trying to figure it out. They have followed Vedic culture for so many thousands of years, and it's sort of like, who is the Supreme Lord? Which one is it? They can't get it, you know? It's like so difficult. But we have it all crystal clear. And not only do we know who the Supreme Lord is, but we also know how to approach him, and how to approach him the best. And we know that it's particularly through the Bhagavad Gita, particularly through this hearing, chanting, and remembering. So this year I had a nice day in the Holy House, because in Vrindavan we went and we did parikramas at first. So that's especially smarana. We're especially remembering the pastimes of Krishna in these places, and then deeply meditating actually. And of course taking some dust and everything, and holy waters and so on. And then, because it was Kartik, then next I chanted many rounds. And then here in Mayapur, it was Bhagavatam, because I was teaching Bhagavatam, all day Bhagavatam. So for 2 weeks, only Bhagavatam, and every once in a while, a human being, what are you doing here? So I've told everyone, I have no time, I have to prepare for my course. But actually, the reality was, I just wanted to read the Bhagavatam. Just the whole year, there are people, always people everywhere. And I thought that I'll get a room far away near the Goshen, so nobody can come close. Because next year I'm going to get a room on the other side of the river. I'm not sure. Some people will rent a boat. Because I thought, when I go to the Dham, I want to read the Bhagavatam. This is so nice. No? And we are here hearing and chanting and remembering Krishna. It is so natural. And it's not just an ordinary thing, because it's not just that from these things we are getting some inspiration right now. We get inspiration when we're in the Dham. But it's not just that. It's when we leave the Dham. I see you have something. Thanks for coming.
This is a place on the other side of the lunch table or something.
You can't do that?
A place without nobody coming into it.
One of the rivers. Okay. So. Yes, so anyway, no, whatever we get from the Dharma, we take it with us. It's actually a permanent transformation, what is happening. It's not a temporary inspiration, but rather what's happening is permanent transformation. That's how important it is. These things, they will affect us when we leave and when we go to different parts of the world. And they will give us strength, they will be foundation for our activities. Maybe it will work in a slightly different way than it's working now. And of course, hearing from the sadhus, that is another important feature here in Amidam. So we had all that good fortune. So it's been really a great blessing, and thank you all for coming. My room, Chennai Krishna, with that. I know to behave so we'll try another one. We'll just shortly chant a little more and then we'll sort of wrap it up. That's always fun. That's nice, you can. Unless you want to tell some. Well, thank you very much. It's really nice.
Are we coming for the my professor this thing?
The my professor one. In front?
No, this coming here.